20.
Chapter 20 right there?
Your cough. Okay. Mishkal HaChasidus. Mishkal. You see?
The weight?
Nope. Mishkal means the balance, the scale. Chasidus is not a one track. It needs balance. Mishkal HaChasidus. It needs balance. Mashitzarech Levayir Ata. Who? Mishkal HaChasidus. We need to know clearly what this balance, this way of the Chasidus. This is very important. Why? Because sometimes with Chasidus you can do the most horrible things in the name of Chasidus. A person could say, I'm going to be zealous. Yeah, but maybe you're not supposed to do that. Maybe you're hurting people. Maybe it's a bad thing what you're doing.
Are you on the board of the people on the plane who will have a whole crazy promotion to close that girl? Or are you
I don't know.
Or it depends on the person and depends on the girl, depends on the situation.
Everything depends. The truth is, everything depends. You know, let me tell you, if you're normal, you don't have all these issues because you know how to behave in a way where you don't look at the girl. You're talking about talking on the phone.
Just being on the plane and sitting next to the girl.
So again, I don't know, if you're able to do something about it in a courteous, respectful way, fine, but what else, what do you want, a shooter, what do you...
Make the flight not move. Everyone has to get a chair.
Maybe it depends on the person also. I don't know if you have issues. I can't answer you ABC. It all depends on what, when, and where. What, when, and where. What, when, and where. What, when, and where. And that's called Mishkal Chasidus. Mishkal Chasidus, you got to weigh what, when, and where. You got to figure out, and you want to, so it's really lending to the issue. Your question is perfect. When is it Chasidus, and when is it Amaratzut, and when is it Rishut? You know, if you take a look, it says in the Haggadah, Echad Chacham, Echad Rasha, Echad Tam, Echad She'eno Yodei Rishon. What is the opposite of a Rasha? Nope. Tzadik. So why does it say Chacham? It should say Echad Tzadik. Echad Rasha. Says Rabbi Yerucham, the Mashgiach said a Meirdik Pshat. The opposite of a Rasha.
Tzadik.
It's not a Tzadik, it's a Chacham. Why? If you're not wise, and you just Tzadik, you can do terrible things with that. You need to have wisdom when and where. You need to have the wisdom where to apply things. The way he said it was, "Kshatzadik en lo chokma, uyachol lasod dvarim yoter ra'im me'arasha." He could do much worse than the Rasha.
Then how is it tzadik?
Because he's doing it for the sake of God, Hashem. Imagine a guy goes with a Mesillas Yesharim and he beats up another guy with it. It's not what the point is. It's all about chokma, when, where, and how.
It's
the hardest thing. And that's what he says.
If a person is
exactly. That's what he says. Viteida. Exactly. Read it. David, you said it exactly right. Viteida be'emes. Shizuhi ha'malach ha'kasheh b'shem ha'chasid. This is the hardest thing. This is the hardest thing to know when and where. You know, guy, all the time, I do this, but not always are you supposed to do that. So to know when and where is the most hardest. Kidaku sui rav. It's all very fine. And for either you're doing the right thing or you're doing the completely wrong thing. And the Yetzirah has a good time with this. Why? Because he can play with your mind and make it a righteous thing. You can say, oh, that's a good mitzvah. It's a good mitzvah. Kill the other guy. It's a good mitzvah. It's a good mitzvah. Huh? It's a mitzvah. Alkein nintze sakana atzuma. The sakana is very great. It's very great. Ki harbet varm toiv yuchalayetz l'rache ki l'nimroyim. A lot of good things, the Yetzer could say, stay away from that, because, well, you got to be religious, yeah? And then on the opposite, harbet chatoim l'karev, Ilu hey mitzvot gedolot. Yetzahara plays mind games with you. Mind games with you. Mind. Yetzahara don't know the difference between age and then. Now, ube'emet shlo yuchalish latzliya b'mishkal hazeh, ella mishloisha dvarim. So how does one succeed in this tremendous, difficult balance? And the answer is he needs three things. She'elibo yashar, she'belavavo. The first, you got to be straight. A person who's not a straight person automatically sees crooked.
Every guy believes in his own heart, he's straight. No?
That's a good question. Shaloi pniyato ele lasot nachatru lefanis barach. It also has to be that your intent is the right one. You can be a straight guy, but if you don't care about God, so you're going to be straight to do what you want, right? You'll have a straight line to do what's good for you. You know what I mean? The law zulat zeklau, and it can't be that anything other intent mixed in. And the third one is v'yishiyem ayan al masav iunga. But you have to pay attention to what you do. Some people are straight. Yeah. Some people want yirat shamayim, but the problem is they don't think of what they do. They're just doing it. There's going. So you need all three things to come together. You need a guy to be a straight person. You need to be what? A person who cares only strictly about Yirat Shamayim. And the third thing is that you have to be a person of things, period. That's the first thing. One, you got to think straight. Two, you got to think about right things. And the third thing is what? Gotta think, period. They just don't think. V'yishtadel l'taknam al pi ha'tachlit hazeh. And you should try to get all your actions that should be in accordance with the above. What about after that? What's about beyond that? The rest you leave to Hashem. You hear the point?
After you did your part on the
aspect
of having the straight heart,
you're
having an intention.
Well, and you leave up to Hashem to help you to get where you're supposed to get to. And this is as your emir board. This is what it says: Ashrei Adam Ozlo Bach, Ozlo Bach puts all his might in God. Also, La'im that Tov La'alchi B'Tamim, and Hashem will guide them good for those that go with Him innocently. Amnam. If one of these things are missing, he can't reach Shleimut. He will fall. If the Kavana is not right, or he's just not thinking, or he's not thinking Hashem will help him. It's very difficult not to fall.
So a person has to trust in God's word.
That's right. That's part of the decision making. That's where our of course. You know? It's a nice thing. It's this is the mechanics of good decision. Of good decision. And what? All the things of the above. Everything of the above. Yeah. Okay, let's go further. Okay. Achim Shlashi Yishmuru Ishmar Kuro, Tmimo Tamakshava, Iyun Ubitachet, Zela Betach. If he has all these three things, he could go secure. Ula Yuanelo Kora, and nothing bad will happen to him. Hua Davar Shamar Chana B'Dumuata.
Is there a good transition on the word
Yuneh? Yuneh, happy. Yuneh means to happen. Hua Davar Shamar Chana B'Dumuata, Ragle Chasidav. Yishmor. Hashem watches those that are righteous. Okay? Now, let's do one more paragraph and then stop. This is what you need to know. This is what you need to know. First glance, that's not called chasidus. External, first glance, el tzarich layin. You know where chassidus really is? It's about thinking. Chassidus is all about understanding deeper. Lidbonei ad hechad tov zamaseh magiyot, where his things reach, his actions. Sometimes a person's actions seem good. They seem good. But yet, if his the results of what comes from it is not good, then he would have to leave it. You shouldn't do it. He'll be a chote and a chose. What's he trying to say? Sometimes, oh, it sounds like such a good thing to do. A chassid thinks through, what is the outcome of what happens? What results from what I did? Yeah? And that becomes what chassidus is. A person needs to keep both things in mind. Both things. You hear, David? A lot of times, a person...
I feel like if a person is gonna be going on, obviously it's a medal. A person will go on this way for always.
And he's not slayer.
The idea I'm having is a person is gonna always be trying to look into the. Like,
no, but tell us. So keep it ready for us. No, he's talking about Zichrein Moshe.
Zichrein Moshe, right. So there, on Yom Kippur, there was a man who used to get the Lefty Yon every year. One time there was a guest, and he said, of course, he sold it. So he started bidding. And the one who you always used to get it, just kept on going. He was bidding against him because then finally people went over to this person and said that he gets it every year and he can't afford to keep on bidding as he's going to keep on going. I can't afford it. Please let him have it. So the rabbi went over there. So he said, so he wanted a brava for him. I'll give it. Only if you give me a brava, because why do I want that to you? Yeah, you're guaranteed to live out the year.
If you give me the bracha, I don't need it.
So he gave him the bracha. He gave him the bracha. They said, well, let the other person have it. This man died during the year. The children came to the wall.
Titus,
what's going on?
What happened?
Your bracha wasn't good. He said, the bracha was good. He didn't answer amen.
The kayach of answering on it. Rebbe, Shabracha, Atzlacha.
Amen.
There you go. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Rebbe. Thank you. Amen. I'm the chfart of Bal Musa. First I say thank you, then I say amen. Your life okay.
So the question was that example, right?
Yeah.
If a person is now yeshiva, no, our case yeshiva, steiging who is beautiful, right? But then down the line, just might, after this tefillah, just might be a harder time for us because he did not get things clicked out now. So is like ra'ot, because afterwards you have to be there struggling and toiling, or is this the part where
Let me tell you what I really think.
You can just make the thing twist to every single person.
Correct. So let me tell you what I really think. Chassidus is only few actually reach that tremendous darga. And therefore, the average person needs to go to someone who achieved chassidus to advise him. Yeah, he'll give you the answer based on all the concepts of chassidus. You know? But they're above all everything. You know, it's not for the average regular person. You know, but this is the nekuda. Okay, we'll stop over here. We'll continue mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. Okay, I'm very tired today. That's why I had to stop.
Good. Minutes is over.